Welcome back to Do You Need a CFO? A podcast series from Rankin McKenzie. In our last episode, we explored the 8 triggers that signal when it's time to bring CFO-level leadership into your business. Today, we'll answer the next big question. What kind of CFO do you actually need? And how do you define their role? Before we begin, a quick disclosure. This is an AI dramatization based on the free executive resources available at RankinMcKenzie.com. The voices are synthetic, but the insights are drawn from the experience of Rankin McKenzie's team of seasoned CFOs who have worked with companies across many industries and growth stages.
This is such an important conversation because here's the reality. Not all CFOs are created equal. Some are highly strategic, some are operational, some are fundraising focused, and others specialize in stabilizing businesses that are under stress. If you don't define the role clearly, you risk hiring the wrong person or setting the right person up to fail.
Exactly. And today we'll break down the key steps: defining scope, clarifying qualifications, evaluating cultural fit, and deciding whether you need full-time or fractional leadership. Think of it as building the job description that will actually serve your business.
Let's start with scope. At its core, the CFO role includes overseeing financial operations, managing risk, engaging in strategic planning, and reporting to stakeholders. But the balance between those responsibilities depends heavily on your company's stage.
For example, a $10 million high-growth startup might need a CFO who can pitch investors, manage a fundraising round, and build scalable systems for rapid expansion. Meanwhile, a $75 million family-owned manufacturer may need a CFO who's laser-focused on operational efficiency, cost controls, and planning for succession.
That's right. The wrong hire happens when a company wants fundraising expertise, but hires someone whose entire background is cost management. They're both skilled CFOs, but their strengths don't match the company's immediate needs.
So the lesson is simple. Ask, what do we need this CFO to accomplish in the next 18 to 24 months? That answer drives the scope of the role.
Exactly. The job description isn't just paperwork. It's a roadmap for success, and it tells candidates whether they're the right fit.
Now, let's talk about qualifications. Many CFOs hold CPAs, MBAs, or both. But credentials alone don't guarantee effectiveness. What really matters is a proven track record of driving financial performance, leading teams, and influencing strategy.
I worked with a mid-sized services firm that hired a CFO because he had an MBA from a top school. On paper, impressive, but he had never actually led a finance team through growth. Within 6 months, the CEO realized they'd hired theory, not execution. They needed someone with hands-on experience scaling a business, not just textbook knowledge.
That's such an important point. Qualifications are necessary, but not sufficient. You want someone who has walked the road your business is on. If you're in manufacturing, experience with supply chains and cost accounting is critical. If you're in SaaS, you need someone fluent in recurring revenue models and churn metrics.
And you can't overlook leadership style. A CFO isn't sitting in a back office crunching numbers. They're leading a team, interacting with executives, and often representing the company to banks, investors, or the board. They need presence, clarity, and influence.
Which brings us to cultural fit. A technically brilliant CFO who doesn't align with your leadership culture can do real damage. If your team values transparency and collaboration, but the CFO is rigid and top-down, friction is inevitable.
I think about a growth stage company that brought in a CFO with a background in large corporations. He was used to layers of hierarchy and slow decision-making. But this company moved fast. The mismatch caused constant frustration, and eventually the relationship ended. They weren't wrong to need a CFO. They just needed one who could thrive in an entrepreneurial culture.
That's why cultural alignment matters just as much as technical skills. The best CFO for your company is one who brings the expertise you need and fits the way your leadership team works.
Now let's tackle one of the biggest questions: full-time versus fractional. Hiring a full-time CFO is a big commitment. Salary, benefits, bonuses, equity. For many companies, especially those under $50 million in revenue, that cost may not make sense yet.
And that's where fractional CFOs shine. They give you access to senior-level expertise on a part-time basis. You still get strategic insight, financial modeling, and leadership support, but at a scale that matches your current stage.
Exactly. Think of it like renting versus owning. If you don't need a full-time CFO yet, why pay full-time costs? Fractional models are flexible, cost-effective, and can evolve into full-time as your business grows.
And in many cases, a fractional CFO ends up being the perfect bridge. They can professionalize systems, improve visibility, and prepare the company for the point when a full-time CFO is justified.
Let's recap. Defining the CFO role starts with scope. What do you need them to do in the next 18 to 24 months? Then, qualifications. Not just degrees, but track record and industry relevance. Add cultural fit. Will this person thrive with your leadership team? And finally, decide whether you need full-time or fractional leadership, based on your revenue and complexity.
If you skip these steps, you risk a mismatch that wastes time and money. But if you do them well, you'll set the stage for a successful CFO relationship that accelerates your company's growth and stability.
That's it for episode 3 of Do You Need a CFO? In episode 4, we'll take the conversation further and compare fractional versus full-time CFOs in detail, costs, benefits, and how to know when it's time to make the leap.
And remember, this episode was an AI dramatization based on the free executive resources at RankinMcKenzie.com. Visit RankinMcKenzie.com/resources to access those insights yourself.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in episode 4.